The big challenge in classical music is to write major works worthy of standing beside a novel. The novel began to appear in the 1700s, after the Renaissance, when artists began to see their creativity as their own possession and not something in the service of some nobleman or some religion. The early attempts at creating large-scale musical works focused on multi-movement works, and this was the case for a long time, for a century or more. Concertos, for instance, were multi-movement works focusing on a soloist or several soloists. Suites were works consisting of several movements tied by some theme, either a set of dances written for an occasion, or a set of items intended to go with theater production, or a set of movements for a ballet. The idea of a set of variations is along the same lines, a number of different movements that elaborate on a single theme. There are several of these, and I'm not going to play all the variation in every set, but you might enjoy being introduced to these sets of variations, some of which are well known and others of which are interesting for various reasons. William Byrd was a great composer of the 1500s in England, and John Dowland was another composer of about the same time. Dowland wrote a tune called Lacrime Pavane, which he himself arranged in different ways a dozen or more times, and William Byrd borrowed the tune and wrote this setting, which is an arrangement of the tune in increasingly elaborate ornamentation, which is a little like an air and variations, but it's not quite the same thing. So this is a way of acquainting you with the tune of John Dowland and the keyboard music of William Byrd at the same time.
Thank you.
If you are wondering where you heard something similar to that before, if you ever saw the Franco Zeffirelli version of Romeo and Juliet, there is a lot of Dowland-like music there. Of course, written by Nino Rota, the 20th century composer. But it's a very good musical writing in the style of Elizabethan music. Georg Friedrich Handel, or George Frederick Handel, the man who composed Messiah, the water music, and the music for the Royal Fireworks, also wrote a set of variations on a simple tune, which was well known at that time. Here's the whole thing. It is quite short. It's called The Harmonious Blacksmith. Thank you. A few years ago, light classical music fans were absolutely crazy about this set of variations. Bach had been invited over to visit a certain noble house in Berlin, in which his son was employed as a court musician, because they had bought a grand new keyboard instrument. It was either a really awesome harpsichord or an early experimental piano. The nobleman himself sat down at the keyboard and gave Bach a theme on which to base an improvisation. Bach improvised, but was dissatisfied with his own performance, so he sent a fantastic set of variations to the gentleman after he had returned home, and additionally some really incredible canons, which are together called the musical offering. Anyway, here is the theme and some variations from the Goldberg Variations. That is the theme, or the so-called aria, of the Goldberg Variations. And now we proceed with the first variation. Thank you. want to interrupt these variations to point out that the theme, and therefore all the variations as well, are binary in structure. That means the first half leads away from the home key to another key, and the second half starts from that key and comes back to the home key. So there's a very clear two-part structure to every single variation, and in specifically this one that follows. Okay, this last one is called the quadlibet, and it's a jolly type of song, actually, that usually has sort of a naughty theme. Anyway, this is the last variation, after which comes the air again. This next movement by Mozart is the last movement of a certain piano sonata, and it's really well known, but less well known is the first movement, which happens to be a set of variations. So I'm going to play this movement now, and then after the break we will play the variation.